Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dave Frost. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Laudner and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Washington reaches second base with a double. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. May reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. May moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Viola fires to first and has White trapped. There's the throw to Washington, who tags White for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is one for one in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Hatcher tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Royals. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wathan hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Frost covering, for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Laudner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Laudner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Redfern now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Gaetti applying the tag. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Way then moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Milburn moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Milburn moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky is hit by the pitch. Milbourne scores. Gaetti moves to third. Laudner moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grant Jackson now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins pinch hits for LeMay. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Akins reaches second base with a double. Hatcher throws the ball into Gaetti, who tags Akins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Akins now playing first base. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Milbourne hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner hits a pop-up towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Ward now playing center field. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne misplays the ball. That's an error on Milbourne. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Way then hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Washington strikes out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from way then and he is safe. Ward steals second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. It's 7-3, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jesus Vega pinch hits for Randy Johnson. Jesus Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. It's 8-3, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Ward now playing right field. Tom Brunansky now playing center field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Don Hood now pitching. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Milburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milburn. The throw from way then and he is safe. Milburn steals second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-3 in the game. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. White goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Twins. Ron Davis now pitching. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Way then takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Brett reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Way then moves to third. It's 8-5, Twins. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Way then scores. Brett scores. It's 8-7, Twins. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.